With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Insisting it is no free speech issue, President Trump is applauding the suspension of late-night TV host Jimmy Kimmel.
The president called Kimmel's suspension great news for America.
He said a horrible thing about a great gentleman known as Charlie Kirk.
ABC pulled the show after pressure from Trump's FCC chairman, but the president said it wasn't a free speech issue.
You can call that free speech or not. He was fired for lack of talent.
Writing online, the president called for the removal of NBC's late-night hosts, Jimmy Fallon and Seth Meyers, citing horrible ratings. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Charlie Kirk's widow will take the helm at Turning Point USA, carrying on her late husband's legacy. Erica Kirk is the unanimous choice of Turning Point's board of directors, a board releasing a statement that reads in part, "It is our great pride to announce Erica Kirk as the new CEO and chair of the board." The announcement adds that in prior discussions, Charlie expressed to multiple executives that this is what he wanted in the event of his death. There's a new nuclear player in the volatile Middle East. Enter Pakistan. Correspondent John Gambrell says the Pakistanis have signed a mutual defense pact with the Saudis.
So moving forward, this move likely will put Riyadh under Islamabad's nuclear umbrella, and that will bring new complications to the Middle East and possibly deter Israel as it continues its war in Gaza.
Part of the deal could be payback for the Saudis' reported financial support of Pakistan's nuclear program. Britain's outgoing spy chief is accusing Russia's Vladimir Putin of stringing the West along when it comes to his intentions for Ukraine. MI6 chief Richard Moore says there's absolutely no evidence that Putin is serious about negotiating a peace agreement with Ukraine. This is SRN News. Oregon Democrats are in cahoots with Planned Parenthood.
A working group has been formed that includes representatives of the party and the nation's largest abortion business. The goal of the new organization is to protect abortion and to thwart the Trump administration's efforts to keep children from undergoing sex change operations. Lois Anderson of Oregon Right to Life says, quote, "Democrats and their allies at Planned Parenthood once again showed where their priorities lie." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge in Zambia has sentenced two men to two-year terms in prison with hard labor after they were convicted of plotting to kill the president using witchcraft. While such a charge might seem absurd in the West, many people in Africa believe in witchcraft and think it can be used to commit crimes. A 2018 study by the Zambia Law Development Commission found that 79% of Zambians believe in witchcraft. The two men convicted of possessing various witchcraft-related items. This is SRN News. With less than 2 weeks to go before a government shutdown, little sign of compromise on Capitol Hill on the details of a continuing resolution.
All but the most essential of government services are set to shut down unless Congress can pass a continuing resolution by September 30th. The stopgap measure set for a vote in the House on Friday would keep the government up and running until mid-November. In the Senate, Republicans predict Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is holding a losing hand as he refuses to compromise with the GOP, hoping to blame Republicans for a likely shutdown. Bob Agner reporting.
South Korean automaker Hyundai confirms it's moving ahead with expansion of its Georgia plant. The move comes after an immigration raid delayed startup of an electric vehicle battery plant at the Georgia site. Company plans to invest $2.7 billion to boost capacity by 200,000 vehicles over the next 3 years. More details at srnnews.com.